Firstly, happy Mother's Day to any mothers listening to this. And all those who are listening, I hope you offered Holy Mass for your mothers today, for the repose of their soul if they have died, and for their health and well-being if they are still alive. Well, today we're up to the sixth Sunday of Easter, and there is a sense in which the glorious days of Easter are hastening towards their culmination. It could be said that the golden glow of Easter begins to take on something of a reddish hue as we prepare to celebrate the great solemnity of Pentecost. Today Jesus speaks to us of the Holy Spirit and the gift that the Holy Spirit is to the Church. And it might be the case in your parish where you are listening to this podcast that you may have children preparing for receiving the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the sacrament of confirmation. So please pray for them. In the Gospel today, Jesus assures us that he will not leave us alone. He won't make us children of God in holy baptism, only to leave us as orphans. He will ask the Father to give us his Holy Spirit, to dwell with us and within us, and to keep us united in the life he shares with the Father. We see the promised gift of the Holy Spirit being conferred in today's first reading, in what is evidence of the sacrament of confirmation so early, even in apostolic times. Our Lord's opening words of the Gospel, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments," are not words of manipulation. They're nothing like saying to a loved one, "Do this, or you'll make me unhappy." God can never lie. God can do no evil. No, these words are a statement of truth that we know even from our human relationships. Because one of the marks of love, isn't it? It's the desire to please the other person. So if we love Jesus, we will want to please him and do all that he has told us and all that he has asked of us. But the marvelous aspect about when God requires something of us is twofold. First, what God commands is always and everywhere for our total good and well-being and our growth in holiness. Also, what God asks of us is never impossible, because through baptism and confirmation he has given us the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, who will teach us everything and lead us into all truth and strengthen us with supernatural help to do what Christ has commanded us. So we must be constant in invoking the Holy Spirit for assistance, and that's as simple as three words, "Come, Holy Spirit." The Lord Jesus says something else about the Holy Spirit that is worth noting, namely that the world can never receive him, since it neither sees nor knows him. Once again, this can shock us, but truth can be startling. Christ is speaking of the world of the first century, yes, but he is speaking of the world of every age, including our own. Why can't the world receive the Holy Spirit? Because through human weakness, through pride and sin, and the activity of the devil, whom Christ calls the prince of this world, the world is blind to the Holy Spirit. It is only through a docility of mind and a stillness away from the world and its distractions that a person might catch a glimpse of the Holy Spirit. I have personally witnessed this many times in my priestly ministry. 6 years ago, I was chaplain at Australian Catholic University campus in Fitzroy, Melbourne. One day I was preparing to go home, and as I always did, I made a visit to the Blessed Sacrament in the chapel. There was one of the cleaners there, and she asked if I wanted her to leave, but I said that she could keep doing her work, that I would not be long. After I finished my prayers, I went to thank her, and we talked for a little while. She told me that she came from Indonesia, had been to a Catholic school there, but was not Christian. She told me she wanted to know more about the Catholic faith, because whenever she was cleaning the chapel, she experienced a great inner peace. I told her that the peace comes from Christ, who is present in the Blessed Sacrament. Until that moment, she did not know where the peace came from. Here is an example of the truth that Jesus spoke of. It is only when the human heart is open and receptive that the Holy Spirit may be sensed and begin his work. Christians who are really living their faith have something that the world does not: hope for salvation. The world has had to try to find happiness in all kinds of behaviour that is not good or not good enough. My encounter with the cleaner is an example also of what St. Peter talks about in the epistle, and you may have examples from your own experiences. Because we have received the Holy Spirit, we can enlighten anyone who asks the reason for your hope. We know in this time that upholding the Catholic stance on moral issues and upholding our tradition can bring mockery, contempt, and being cancelled. But didn't St. Peter and Christ experience something like that? Perhaps even worse? When the witness of our lives and an explanation of our hope is given with gentleness and reverence, it may just strike a chord deep down and lead to conversion. But also, so that our speaking about the faith can be effective, we must also know the fundamentals of our faith. This requires ongoing effort on our part, like listening to Catholic podcasts, reading Catholic literature, subscribing to Catholic daily emails, and reading the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Then we can explain our hope and speak the truth. We really are the fortunate ones of this world. We have heard and believed Christ's promise. We have experienced and welcomed the presence and action of the Holy Spirit. We have the Eucharist, the Mass, the sacraments, the Bible, the guidance of the Pope and bishops. But what about the other 5 billion people on earth who do not know Jesus Christ personally? Or those who know about him but don't bother about him? Those other Christians who do not have the fullness of truth in the Catholic Church? Jesus made his promise to them as well, but they need someone to tell them about it. That someone can be us. We are Christ's messengers and witnesses. Whether they ask with words or without words, we have the answer. The answer is Christ. Laudetur Jesus Christus. May I remind you, if you are able to support with the monthly costs of providing this podcast, there's a link in the show notes called Support This Show, and it will take you to a site where you can make a modest donation. And I thank you for those who have done that already, and I thank you in anticipation. God bless you.